Oh, a sound of great things I have in me, the burning fire.
Let's quickly open our Bibles to the epistle reading to the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9. Hallelujah. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things. See the things. See the things. Come on, the things. The things. All right. So the things which God has prepared for them who love him. So the Bible is telling us God has prepared some things for those who love him. Hallelujah. Lord. Come on, do you love the Lord?
Yes,
can I hear your voice? Do you love the Lord?
Yes, sir.
If you love the Lord, say, I love the Lord.
Come on,
say, I love the Lord. So the things which God has prepared for them that love him, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. I want to talk this morning. Hallelujah. The Bible says that eye has not seen, neither ear have heard anything, and it hasn't entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for us. Hallelujah. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. From last week, Wednesday, I've been teaching on... What have I been teaching? What's the topic I gave you? No, the prophetic emphasis, but we're talking about something. Discovering the scope of the prophetic. Okay. And so we began by saying that the Christian is prophetic. He has prophetic inclinations. He has a proclivity to prophetic, to the prophetic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the reason why the Christian is prophetic is because the Holy Spirit that is in the Christian is prophetic. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of the prophetic. The Holy Spirit is prophetic. And the Holy Spirit God has placed that spirit into you as a child of God. In fact, what makes you a Christian is that the Spirit of God is in you. So it is totally uncalled for a Christian to pray to God to give him the Spirit. No matter how you cry in that prayer, no matter how sober you become in that prayer, it's still a prayer that is not scriptural. All right? No matter how, that is not a Christian song. Because as a child of God, the Holy Spirit is in you. So we don't call him to come. We call him to manifest in us. Hallelujah. So he lives in us. God has given us his Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Put 1 John chapter 3 verse 24. It's been a very long time I quoted that scripture. 1 John chapter 3 verse 24. If it's not there, forget it. We'll quote another one. Hallelujah. You know. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given to us. So the Spirit of God has been giving to us. Come on, hallelujah. The Spirit of God has been giving to us. He is not about to be giving. God is not planning to give us the Spirit. The Spirit has been given. Tell somebody, the Spirit has been giving. That's in the past. He's been giving. He's not about to be giving. God has given us the Spirit. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, but the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is giving unto us. So can you see that? The Holy Spirit is what? He is giving unto us. He's not about to be giving. He is being giving unto us. Say, I have the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit. One more time, I have the Holy Spirit. You see, these things should not get normal. So I know I have the Holy. Shout! I have the Holy Spirit. I have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. See, so God has given us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a promise to the Christian. It's not God's promise to the Christian. The Holy Spirit is God's fulfilled promise to the Christian because he has already given him to us. And those of you who are fond of using it for the Holy Spirit, you know, that people say, oh, the Spirit is good. It is very good. The Spirit is not an it. He's a person. Hallelujah. The Spirit is a him. It's not an it. King James started that in Romans chapter 8. And then he says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. All right? Let's go there. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. And put it in the King James. You see that? The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He is not the Spirit itself. Put NIV there. You see what the proper Bible say? The Spirit himself. Right? So the Spirit is not an it. Today the NIV is the proper Bible. Right? So the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Hallelujah. The Spirit has a testimony and he testifies that we are God's children. So God has already given us the Spirit. He is not thinking about giving us the Spirit. He is not planning giving us the Spirit. He has already given us the Spirit. Say, he has already given us the Spirit. Now, and the Spirit that he is giving us, he gives a reason. That Spirit of God, the Bible says, knows the deep secrets of God. He knows the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Let's go back to that. Then we see that. So the Bible says that I had not seen nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that loved him. Now, so I want you to understand this. God has prepared some things for you. Hallelujah. God, I want you to understand what I'm saying right now. God has prepared some things for you. Now, don't live your life as though God has no plan for you. Don't think as a child of God that God has nothing prepared for you. The Bible says God has things, not a thing. God has things prepared for you. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Yeah, God has things. Look at that. It says, as it is written, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared. Okay, so the things which God has prepared, God has worked on them, God has arranged them. So it's not like, this does not sound like an impulse, right? Like God is saying, what is there? No, God has intentionally prepared some things for us. Hallelujah. God has intentionally prepared some things for us. Say, God has intentionally.
God has intentionally.
It's like today you didn't come to church. Say, God has intentionally.
God has intentionally.
Or like you really came to church. Say,
God has intentionally.
Prepared
some things
just for me.
You
didn't believe that. I know you didn't believe that. Say it again. Say, God has intentionally. God has intentionally prepared some things for us. Do you believe that God has made some things prepared for you? No, I want you to think about that one. The Bible says that I'll come to neither has it entered the heart of man. The Bible says that God has prepared some things for those that love him. So God has some bonuses. God has some birthday gifts. Do you understand? God has some gift he has intentionally prepared for those that love him. So it means that anyone that loves God stands the chance of receiving the things that he has prepared. I mean, if your mother told you that, oh, go to church and come, I'm preparing some delicious meal for you. You will be in church and I'm preaching and you're already smelling it. Far away. How many of you are going to eat omutu after church? All right. So you believe that some omutu has been prepared. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So prepare just for you. Imagine you had a call. A friend says, oh, I'm coming to visit you. I'm passing through the mall. I'm getting some things for you. So after church, let's meet. The moment we close, even if I say, oh, wait for me, I want to have a discussion with you. By the time I see, you are lost. Because I have been prepared for you. Now, this was not prepared by man. This was not prepared by anybody. God himself has prepared. Some things are prepared for my life. Ooh, hallelujah. God has prepared some things for my life. Look, how many of you believe that? God has prepared some things for my life. God has prepared some things for me. God has prepared some things for me. See, so it means that there are some things in my life, it can only be God. They were prepared by God himself. Some victories that are arranged in my life, they are arranged. God has kolavadia. God has prepared them. Some big wins in my life, God has prepared them. Are you understand what I'm talking about? God has prepared my victory. God has prepared my greatness. So the Bible says that the things which God has prepared for them. But listen, it says, but as it is written, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither had it entered into the heart of man. This means that which God has prepared for you cannot be found in people. It can't be found in people. See, sometimes you trust people to be those who can fix your life. You know, if you can only marry that rich guy, your life is made. Like that guy, my life is made. If only this man was to be my uncle, I wouldn't have been here. If this guy was to be my father. No, the Bible says there are some things God has prepared. Man does not have the capacity to give you. Family don't have the capacity to give you. This, he says, it has not entered into the heart of any man. It is God who has prepared them. Now that means if you really want to flow, or if you really want to tap into that which God has prepared for you, you have to be thinking beyond man. Let's go to Galatians chapter 1, verse 16. Let me show you something quickly. We'll come back here. I want to take my time and build my point. And then we can. Hallelujah. Let's begin from 15. Say, some things are prepared for me by God. Now look at what Paul says. Paul says that, but when he pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, verse 16, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I realized that I conferred not with flesh and blood. Put NLT there. So when I got to know God has prepared something for me, that thing was called the calling of God to reveal his son. I did not people, because that work cannot be fulfilled by people. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So look at that. He says to reveal his son to me so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. When this happened, I did not rush out to consult with any human being. So something can be on your life, and that thing that is on your life will make you more tilted towards God. It's like every day you are chasing after God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So sometimes it's not like, oh yeah, I can't stop going to church. And when I go, no, something is in you. God has prepared something for you. Come on, hallelujah. Are we together in this place? Are we together in this place? So Paul says, when I got to know that God has prepared a calling for me, I did not confer with flesh and blood. It means that there are things God has prepared that can only be known by God. There are things that are prepared by God that can be only delivered to you by God. And the Bible says it has not entered into the heart of any man. It means that these are things that are prepared to you, that prepared for you, that no man can communicate. You would only have to hear the communication from the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we together in this place? So, next verse. Verse 10. But God, the Bible says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. It means that these things that God has prepared can only be revealed by his Spirit. So without the Spirit, you cannot be able to know those things. Young man, young lady, that's why the Holy Spirit is very important in your life. The Holy Spirit is very important. The Holy Spirit is very important in our lives. You know why? Because it is only the Spirit of God that can communicate some things that God has for your life. Are we together in this place? Come on, are you sure we are together in this place? You're here, say, I'm here. There are some things that your pastor can come and preach to you. I can teach you the word of God. But those things are communicated by the Spirit. Those things are brought to light by the Spirit. It says God has revealed them through his Spirit. God has revealed them by his Spirit. So wherever the Spirit of God is, there is the potential to know the things God has prepared for you. It means that God gives you the Holy Spirit so that you can be able to know what he has prepared for you. So the Holy Spirit is a prophetic spirit. Not only is he marine, he's a prophetic spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was last week, right? Yeah, so the Holy Spirit is a prophetic spirit. He is the spirit that comes to reveal. Come on, he comes to reveal that which God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. Say, he reveals to me. No, like you mean it. Say, he reveals to me. Come on, he reveals to me. He reveals to me what God has prepared for me. So if you are a Christian, there is something in you or there's someone in you that brings revelation of God's, the things God has prepared. Do you see that? So these are prepared by God, and you are able to know them by his Spirit. That means if you don't build a relationship with the Spirit, there are some, you won't know them. Why? Because these things are revealed to us by the Spirit. Come on, hallelujah. See, there is a corner of your life your teacher can't touch, your mother can't touch, your father can't touch, your boyfriend can't touch. It can only be touched by the Holy Spirit. There's an aspect of your life that can only be manipulated by the Spirit. There are some changes in life that can only be enforced by the Spirit. There are some progress in life that can only be initiated by the Spirit. Hallelujah. There is a particular forwardness in life that can be only pushed by the Spirit. There are certain prosperity and certain wealth and certain dimensions of operations that can only be orchestrated by the Spirit of God. These things, God has revealed them by his Spirit. So the Spirit of God in you is a revelatory spirit. He is the spirit that brings revelation. He does not just bring revelation of witches. He brings the revelation of what God has prepared for you. Oh, God has prepared things for me. And you know, people produce things based on their knowledge. Do you get that? That's why you have iPhone 60, iPhone 15, iPhone 12, Samsung Galaxy, whatever it is. At that time, the current one was the limit of their knowledge. So that's why they call it upgrade. Do you understand? So 2035, I don't know which iPhone will be there, but that iPhone will have more specs than the 16 people are sleeping with people for. Do you understand? Do you get it? So if God is also preparing things, God prepares it based on his knowledge. And you see, your future is in God's past. So it means that God does not even do upgrade in the first place. He does it from the beginning to the end. God, you know when he says in Jeremiah 29:11 or so? Let's go to 29:11. If it's not there, we'll find it there. 29:11. Go there quickly. Run there. Run there. Okay, all of us read it. One, two, go. Do you see that? I know the thoughts that I think about you. Look at that. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So God has a thinking. God is not a machine. God thinks. He has a thinking. Hallelujah. So if God is going to prepare some, that's why when you want to prepare jollof, you know what and what and what to put together. Do you understand? So if God is preparing some things for my life, God has to put some things and some things according to his knowledge. So God will figure it out. Okay, so this guy is going to be in Ghana. He's going to be in some Sechikrom, to be precise. The place is very hard. So if I don't take time, this, okay, so let him go through this and that. And then let me prepare this and put it there and that. So when you are crying, you better stop crying and start praying. Because God is not shocked that we were born in Ghana. He is not surprised. God is not surprised. No, God is not surprised that you are from Afutu. God is not shocked. He is not shocked at you. He is not surprised that you came through your father. Because, hey, in his mind, he's got it fixed. Hallelujah. Nobody could have given birth to me like my mother gave birth to me. Are you understanding that? Yeah, nobody could have given birth to me. Nobody, no community could have heard my first cry. Alan was born. Glory to God. I am not a mistake. No, your parents may even tell you that we didn't even plan for you and all of that. We tried to abort you, you know. No, you may have been a biological mistake, but you are not a divine mistake. Are we together in this place? I'm not a divine mistake. God has prepared some things for me. Glory. And you know those things, I'm going to get all of them through the Holy Ghost. I'm going to lay hands on all of them through the Holy Ghost. There is no aspect of my life that I will leave it hanging. Everything is in the Holy Ghost. Come on, everything is in the Holy Ghost. Everything is in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Sometimes he himself can cause some delay so that you can meet whoever you have to meet, or so that somebody can meet you at the right spot. Sometimes he will push you a little bit ahead. Hallelujah. Whilst others were repeating in schools, others were jumping classes. Do you understand? So you would think that those who repeated in school were blockheaded, but not after 10 years you got to know that guy that repeated in school right now is in a medical school. He's in a school of pharmacy. Why? Come on, God had to come. Some things are prepared for me. Someone gets married at 22. Someone gets married at 29. Somebody gets married at 35. It does not matter. The contours of my life may be different from yours. All I have to do is to keep on holding on to the things that God has prepared for me. I know some things are made just for me. Tell somebody, just for me. Come on, tell somebody, just for me. Just for me. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's prepared them. And they are revealed by the Spirit. I'm prophetic. Come on. I'm prophetic. You see, my advantage in life is my proclivity to the prophetic. It's my prophetic inclinations. Hallelujah. I don't live my life on chance. There is a spirit in me that opens the pages of my life. As I engage him, he opens the pages of I believe in the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Ghost. Before him, all the pages of my life, they lay bare. Come on, they lay bare all the pages of my life. All the pages of my life. I told you something on Friday. The reason why when you pray, like the more you pray, when there's an issue and you are praying about it, then you are seeing light. You are seeing, it's like you are seeing the end result. You're worrying about this and God is showing a picture of the end. God is telling you that where you are, it's not where the full stop is. That's just where a comma is. You're moving. The story is continuing. The story is continuing. Come on here. The story is continuing. God has prepared some things for you. 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 I'm talking to you. God has prepared some things for you. God, Ayana Shakata. And you won't get it wrong. God has prepared some things for you. God has prepared some things for you. God has prepared some things for you. No witch can do anything about it. No demon from hell can stop it. God has prepared some things for you. God has prepared some things for you. It feels like you are delaying. I still am telling you, God has prepared some things for you. It feels like you are not seeing top. God has prepared some things for you. It looks like the prayer is not working. God has prepared some things for you. It looks like you don't even know what to think about again. God has prepared some things for you. God has prepared some things for you. It does not matter the family you come from. God has prepared some things for you. It does not matter who you know and who you don't know. God for you. It does not matter your exposure. God has prepared some things for you. It does not matter whether you travel or you don't travel. God has prepared some things for you. Something for me. Something for me. Something for me. Prepared by God. Something for me. Come on, something for me. Something for me. Prepared by God. Something for me. So you just have to know and be on track. Hallelujah. Just know and be on track. He gave me a calling. He didn't give me the calling to die. He prepared. He did not just wake up one day and say, hey, Kwame, come. No. He prepared my calling. That's what Paul said. He prepared my calling. God has prepared some things for me. No, do you believe that? No, do you believe that? That you're not believing your life, huh? Then you die. That's not what God prepared. Look at that. So he says, verse 10 of what we're reading. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit, look at that. For the Spirit searches all things. The Spirit searches all things. The Spirit that is in you searches all things. It's not like he searches about the trees and all of that. He searches the deep things of God. The things that are found in God. The Holy Ghost can go into God and bring your exclusive document. So he searches the deep things of God. He searches the deep things of God. He searches the deep things of God. Aya namanamaha. He searches the deep things of God. He searches the deep things of God. Now look at that. The next verse. He says, verse 11. He says, for what man go to NLT. For what man knoweth not the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him. Go to what? Yeah. So he says, no one can know a person's thoughts except the person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own except God's own spirit. Except God's own spirit. So God's spirit knows God's thoughts. And the deep things of God simply is God's thoughts. The deep thoughts of God concerning my life. So the Holy Spirit is able to enter the mind of God. And when he gets into the mind of God, he picks your file. Your file. He picks God's thinking about you. He picks what God knows, what God has prepared concerning you. Are we together? Now, verse 12. And we have received God's Spirit. I thought somebody would have spoken in tongues there. This is one of the biggest things in the Word of God. We have received the Spirit that goes deep into God's thoughts. The Spirit that knows the things that have been prepared just for me. I've received it. Glory to God. No, think about it. It's like, I've received God's Spirit. It's like a car that is bought for you. The car comes home. And then the one who bought the car says, oh, I'm with the key. I'm coming with the key. You enter the house, you saw a brand new car. So who's also, oh, it's for you. It's this and this who bought the car for you. So, oh, really? Can I see? Where's the key? So, no, the key is with the person. You call the person says, oh, I'm in Tamale, I'm coming. Then you can't sit. You are just walking around the car like a thief. Then finally, the person comes and says, now take the key. What is the feeling? So that's what he's saying, that the Spirit that goes deep into God and is browsing and is scanning and is browsing and is scanning and is browsing and is scanning, he's scanning everything. The Bible says, and we have received the Spirit. So the Spirit is a bundle of divine thoughts. He came into me as a bundle of divine thoughts. Ooh, hallelujah. The Spirit of God came into me as a bundle of divine thoughts. I said the Holy Ghost came into me as a bundle of divine thoughts. Every phase of your life, the Holy Ghost has something to say about it. Every phase of your life. Every phase of your life. Every phase of your life. When you begin school, he has something to say about it. When it's time to marry, he has something to say about it. About your business, he has something to say about it. Because he carries your unique code in the thinking of God. He carries it. That's why it is totally unacceptable as a child of God to live your life just going to work, going to school. You are not praying in tongues. You are not praying. You are just moving here and there. And that's all. How are you able to survive? No, how are you able to survive? You know, when Mary gave birth to Jesus, the Bible says Herod gave a rule that they should kill all the boys that have been born under 3 years or so. And then an angel came to them and said, take the boy to Egypt till I come back. And look at that. Look at that. So the Holy Ghost can just give you a simple direction. Simple direction, and you will escape from death. There you are. You wanted to travel on Thursday. The Holy Ghost says Friday. My brother told me that when we're having our governess 1 week, the Friday, he wanted to come. When he was at the hospital, and then when he finished seeing his patients, oh, let me pass through. Then the Holy Spirit told him that don't go. He said, don't go. Go on Saturday morning. Think about it. He said, go on Saturday morning. Oh, okay, so if the Holy Ghost, I shouldn't go, I should go on Saturday morning, then it means I should pray. Then he prays and he sees a vision of the pastor, me coming to him with one leg cut off. I shouldn't go because my brother will have an accident. And this is the result. Then let me pray in tongues. And the cancer must hold, and not even blood comes out. This is what happens. Oh, don't worry. God has taken care of it. I saw this thing. God has taken care of it. The Holy Spirit. You can receive for Lena. Lena can receive for you. Then you can also receive for yourself. You're traveling. You don't come back again. You say you are dead. Don't you pray in tongues? No, don't you pray in tongues? Before you are about to embark that long journey. I have received the Spirit. I'm talking about. Yeah. He reveals. He brings revelations. So he knows your unique code. And guess what? When people are sitting in a particular room and talking about you, the Spirit he gave us is omniscience. And he is omnipresent. He's everywhere. So wherever people are at and they are planning and scheming against you, my God, he can bring it. Tell somebody he can bring it. Come on, say he can bring it. He can bring it. Come on, he can bring it. All right. And we have received God's Spirit. We have received God's Spirit. Say, I have received God's Spirit. There's not the world. It's not the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world is limited in knowledge. The spirit of the world cannot penetrate into the thinking of God. Because the Bible says, he alone dwelleth in light. He alone dwelleth in an unapproachable light. He is the only one who has immortality. No man can approach. So the spirit of the world cannot approach where God is. But there is a spirit that does not just approach. It enters his mind. And that spirit, amazingly, enters the mind of God in you. Huh? He enters. He does not leave and say, wait, I'm coming. Let me go ahead. In you, he enters the mind of God. So you are praying, then you are led. You are praying, then you are given a direction. You are praying, then you are given a vision. Hallelujah. When you read Acts chapter 10, let's go to Acts chapter 10. Acts 10 quickly. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Then I'm going to help you why you have to pray in tongues. I'm going to teach on that. Oh, glory to God. Kadabashana makatai. Do you pray in tongues? All right, let me hear your voices. Oh, mandele grasso teke vabasate. Yes, 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 yes. Glory, glory, glory to God. Ayana mashakata badabada bahaya. In Caesarea, there lived a Roman army officer named Cornelius, who was a captain of the Italian regiment. Next verse. He was a devout, God-fearing man, as was everyone in his household. He gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. One afternoon, about 3:00, he had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming towards him. Cornelius, the angel said. Cornelius stared at him in terror. What is it, sir? He asked the angel. And the angel replied, your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering. Did you see that? So one of the ways to give offering to God is to give to the poor. All right? Okay. Now send some men to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying with Simon, a tanner who lives near the seashore. As soon as the angel was gone, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier, one of his personal attendants. He told them what had happened and sent them off to Joppa. So now, an angel tells Cornelius, send some people to Joppa to fetch a man called Peter. The next day, as Cornelius' messengers were nearing the town, Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. It was about noon. Went to the top to pray. And he was hungry. But while a meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. The trance came after the prayer. Do you see that? What's a trance? A vision that comes to you like you are asleep, like you are not asleep. Do you understand? That's a trance. We fall into trances. Trance is transcendental. It means to get out of the world in a moment. You're not asleep. It's not a container with dinner, the boy found you. You are not asleep. You are not wide awake. It's when you are wide awake, you are like, I'm preaching like this, then I see something. That's called open vision. But trance is not an open, it's not an open vision. So the man of God was praying, then he had a trance. And he saw the sky open and something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. In the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles and birds. Then a voice said to him, get up, Peter, kill and eat. No, Lord, Peter declared, although I'm very hungry, I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure and unclean. But the voice spoke again, do not call something unclean if God has made it clean. The same vision was repeated three times. Then the sheet was suddenly pulled up to heaven. Next verse. Peter was very perplexed. What could the vision mean? Just then, the men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house standing outside the gate. What kind of beautiful arrangement is that? Next verse. Then they asked if a man named Simon Peter was staying there. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him. The Holy Spirit said to him, three men have come looking for you. I'm showing you something. This is not because Peter was a prophet. This is simply because Peter has been praying. At noon, 12 o'clock. This accent, so Peter had already received tongues. He was just praying. And you see, the noon, the Jews, they prayed. They have prayer clocks. And one of them was the noon. And you could see in Acts 3, the Bible says in the hour of prayer, Peter and John went into the temple to pray. So it means that they, although they were born again, they followed the Jewish times of prayer. But here, he didn't go to the synagogue because now he knows the synagogue lives in him. Do you understand? So he's praying. It means that every serious Christian should have times of prayer in the day. So it's not paying any price. It's just normal prayer. You know, those prayers, it's not in the prayer you shout. Oh. No, that's the curse. Woo! Let me go and sleep. So the man of God goes and falls on the bed and he gets a vision. Three men are looking for you. Can the Holy Ghost tell you that? He just told somebody. You can be there and the Holy Ghost can tell you, Lena is about to call you. And in less than 30 seconds, you see her calling. Yeah. Or you feel like you're about to call this, or you think about somebody maybe 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Then by the time you realize the person is calling you. Sometimes when you say it, it's like the person feels like you are lying. Like, oh, I was just about to call you and you called. There's a spirit in you. There's a spirit in you. He can tell you 3 men are looking for you. He can tell you somebody wants to kill you. He can tell you don't pass. So why are you are walking and you get quashed? No, why should you get quashed? But on a more serious note, the Holy Ghost can tell you that some people are lying in wait in the on the road. Don't go. Use another route. When I'm quans, why are you laptop? You ask me, I'm Amen. One day, a friend was having missions at Kofisa. Kofisa is on the Akwem Road. So I went to help, and I was coming. You know, you have gone to meet souls, prayed with them, spoke in tongues with them, you know, people are falling down and they've risen up and all of that. So, you know, when you have such, the residues are within, you feel like, as a biakika kikem, you know, like, udidi we are, as a biakika kikem, you know? So, so I got to station. I picked the car and I alighted at station and then I was walking. So I was walking home. So I got to where they sell the coke and all those kind of stuff. Then this gentleman meets me. And then he said, stop me. So when he stopped me, immediately, because at that time, my brother was in China and he had brought a very powerful phone for my mother. And I'm actually taking the phone gradually. You know. So the guy just kept. So the Holy Ghost told me that, put the phone back. The guy is a thief. I said, wow. So I didn't rush. I didn't say thief, thief, thief. Oh, no, no, no. So the guy started talking. He has a wife who is at the hospital and blah, blah, blah. The wife is about to give birth and he sells gold. And, you know, they say that there's a man who is able to buy gold. And I said, I don't know anybody like that. So I'm going to say, praise be home. Praise be home. Wife. I'm so well. I said, you know, Anche and Abako Sambe County. Now there were two. So instead of standing in their middle, I just shifted so that the two will be here, then I'll be there. So it's oh, until no young corner, then the guy, we're all going. So when we're going, I started preaching to them. Yeah, I started preaching to them. And then we got to a place, the other one said he's going to change the money and come. I said, okay, no problem. So this guy, I gave it to the guy hot, hot. I said, there's a life in Christ. When you believe in Jesus, you get saved. You don't have to steal to live. The guy became very stiff because up until then, they've not shown any sign that they were thieves. So I gave it to him. The gospel was around stealing and thievery and all of that. Yeah. Then the other guy went in and came. Said he has changed the gold. So I said, okay, may the Lord bless you. I'm going home. He said, oh no. They want to give me some of the gold. I said, I don't want gold. I don't want. So, no. According to whatever, I said, okay, doesn't like gold. Meanwhile, I knew it was a lie. So we go to commercial bank, commercial, the opposite, there are some boutiques there. Behind the boutique is a house, but there's a small lane there. So there's this thing they've done there. So they said, we should sit there so that will give me the gold. I said, okay, oh, no problem. Then they said, do I have what our man we used to take gold? I said, no. I need some mercury, and if I don't have mercury, they have to use camphor, and then they will. I say, please, I don't want gold. I want to go home. And my phone is very secure where it is. So he said, okay, so we should go and buy camphor and come. But we have to go one after the other. So the first one will go, and the first one will give me his wallet and everything so that we know that he's not a thief. Oh, the first one went, came now, he has come with his own camphor. I said, well, didn't you get something? No. Come for me, you have to go and buy it yourself. I say, okay, I'm going to buy it. I say, no, you have to leave your phone. I say, B, you are a thief. You want to steal me. Yeah, you want to steal me. Then the guys became giddy. I said, hey, if you don't know and you try, I will kill you with a word here. You will die here. Nobody will even recognize you. The guy just looked at me like, I was very young, cute. I was in Smash then. So imagine, cute. I said, yeah, I will kill you with a word. Boom. No, they got boom, no, do the shame. Yeah. And then there was a policeman there. My friend, get out. Let me go home. You know, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit can show you. The Spirit of God can show you. The Spirit of God can show you. He is a spirit of revelation. You think God is happy that convention, then the cast somersault, they are all dead. It means that the whole church, nobody really is having something to do with the Holy Spirit. Because somebody should see it. Hallelujah. There is a spirit in our midst. Hallelujah. Do you understand? I said there is a spirit in our midst. There is a spirit in our midst. No, you didn't come to church. I said there is a spirit in our midst. This spirit of God dwells in you. He brings revelations. He can tell three men are looking for you. He can tell you. He can give you a vision. And the Bible tells us how Peter got his vision. He was praying. So that which stirs up the revelations of the Spirit is prayer. It's prayer. How do you stir up the revelation of the Spirit? It's by praying. Pray, the more you get to see. And it's not just seeing somebody walking with six legs and all of that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about revelations concerning your life. I'm talking about revelation, directions of the Spirit. Come on, hallelujah. Now, no, go back to Corinthians. Let's try and wrap up. I'm closing right now. I don't want to talk again. I feel shy. So God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. Even if for what knoweth a man, the things of a man, save the person's own spirit, and no man can know God's thought except God's own spirit. Verse 12. And we have received God's Spirit. Say God's Spirit. We have received God's Spirit so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given to us. So God has given us wonderful things. Wonderful things. And we can know them by the Spirit in us. So any Christian that gets trapped in depression, any Christian that gets so depressed, he doesn't want to go to church again because he's going through a lot. Why are you not coming to church? I'm going through a lot. There are some people, what is happening to them? A lot is going through them. So I'm going through a lot. I'm handling some things. I have some things to handle. As though when you come to church, we preach to you that don't handle things. You know, I'm handling some things. Most of them are not a sin. It's sin. For a young boy, what are you handling? It's sin. If it's not masturbation, it's pornography. It's not pornography, it's fornication. So what again are you handling? What are you handling that God has not seen before? Tell some of my friends, come to church and stop that. You know, yeah. So you see, you should not be trapped in depression. Of course, yes, some things can get at you. Something will hit you. But your response shows your knowledge in the revelation that you have received. So if you don't have any revelation, then you'll be broken down. But if you have a revelation, you can say, I have joy in chaos. I have peace that makes no sense. That's very powerful. Yes. Don't just sing it. I have joy in the chaos. I got peace that makes no sense. I've got joy in chaos. Oh, I've got peace that makes no sense. I won't go near that. No! When you say you have joy in chaos, you have joy still in the chaos. It's a very big thing. You can't say you have joy in chaos and then you get the chaos and say you are handling it. What kind of joy in chaos is that? That's a chaotic joy. No. But your revelation at that time is what is going to hold you. But that revelation will come through the Spirit. So know that the Spirit of God that is in you is there to reveal wonderful things to you. The Holy Ghost reveals wonderful things to you. Hallelujah. Hold somebody by the hand and tell the person, the Holy Ghost reveals wonderful things to you. Now look at the person's face. Say, my brother, my sister, the Holy Ghost reveals wonderful things to you. And he is in you. Come on, and he is in you. Come on, and he is in you. One more time, and he is in you. Now, so God has wonderful things prepared for us. Next verse. Verse 13. Let's go to King James. We need a good Bible at this point. Which things also we speak. These wonderful things that God has prepared, we speak them. Say, we speak them. So God has prepared, let's say God has prepared a car for you. It does not mean the car is in the room. You speak the car. You speak it. So what God has prepared for you, what do? Come on, that future God has prepared for you, what do? Come on, what do? It means that they are speakable things. They are things you speak. When we speak, we don't speak words, we speak things. Come on, are we together in this place? He says, which things? We speak them. So God has prepared a calling. You say, I'm called. I'm called. We speak the things that he has prepared. We speak the wonderful things that he has prepared. Hallelujah. He says, not in the words. So we speak things in words. Hallelujah. We speak, you know, as a child of God, I speak things in words. When you hear me talk, it is things. I talk things. Come on, say, I talk things. It's like you didn't come to church. Say, I talk things. One more time, I talk things. So look at that. He says, we speak not in the words which man's the Holy Ghost. We teach, we talk words taught by the Holy Ghost. That Spirit that is in you, he teaches you words. Hallelujah. He says, comparing spiritual with spiritual things. So we speak the words of the Holy Ghost. In other words, we speak Holy Ghostal words. Glory to God. Say, I speak Holy Ghostal words. And Holy Ghostal words are full of things. Hey, why did you come to church today? My friend, talk right now. Say, I speak Holy Ghostal words. Louder. Say, I speak Holy Ghostal words. And Holy Ghostal words are full of things. I like what I'm telling you. I speak Holy Ghostal words. And Holy Ghostal words are full of things. So Holy Ghostal words are full of things. Say the things with some conscience. Say Holy Ghostal words are full of things. So if I begin to find words of the Holy Ghost, words of the Spirit, the utterance of the Spirit, I'm speaking things. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. This is where I'm trying to conclude right now. I'm trying very much to conclude so that you can go home and rest. Are you not tired? You say you are not tired. You'll be tired very soon. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them the words. That's the word utterance. The Spirit gave them the words. The Spirit gave them the words. And the Spirit gave them the words. The Spirit gave them the words. They were filled by the Spirit. And when they were filled by the Spirit begins to give them words. Kelaba sunta lakava barade kopragade legarakatakava lava. And the words that were given by the Spirit were things. How were they things? No, how were they things? Go to verse 9. How were they things? They were speaking. How were they things? Verse 9. Oh, let's go to verse 10. And they were all amazed. They were all amazed. The people who came around to hear them speak in tongues, when they heard them speak in tongues, they were all amazed. Why? Be saying one to another, what does this mean? Next verse. Verse 13. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. These guys are drunk. You've spoken in tongues for 2 hours. You are still koshan telebelabaha. Hey, roko sate. You are still alive. It means you are not drunk yet. Since others were mocking, these guys are drunk. It means that they were not walking like people who were not drunk. There's something called boozing of the spirit. You know, like because they began, the Holy Ghost, you know, they were filled, the Holy Ghost, and tears are coming down. Jesus' mother Mary was there. Mother Mary even prayed in tongues. Mary is crying. He's in love. She's in love with Jesus all over again. And Jesus' brothers were there. That's what the Bible said they did. That's what they did. Because the Bible says others came around. They were mocking. He said, these guys are drunk. No, if you come to hear me speaking a language you don't understand and I'm very composed, will you say I'm drunk? Huh? Guten Morgen, Vegas. Do I look drunk? But as soon as I say, Guten Morgen, this guy is drunk. So the people were showing symptoms of drunkenness. So when we speak the words of the Holy Ghost, they are too heavy for our natural body. So we begin to show symptoms of drunkenness. You see why? Whenever people are receiving the Holy Ghost, most often than not, they can't control it. The atomic words are entering the body. The currents qualify are entering the body and the person cannot stand. It's like something is catavi. So you see a very big person, giant, a very tall, gigantic human being. Then he comes to stand here. It's all right. Lift up your hand. Well, as I pray, you pray this with me. Say, Father. They say, Father, I thank you that I believe in Jesus. They say, I thank you that I believe in Jesus. I receive the Holy Ghost now. And I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. All right. With the indication of tongue speaking right now. As I open my mouth. They say, as I open my mouth. They say everything. Well, I'm not speaking in chi. I'm not speaking in chi. Or any other natural. Or any other, as I speak, as I open my mouth, I pray in tongues. They'll say in the name of Jesus. The whole church begins to speak in tongues. And then the people are standing there at first. They are very cool, composed. Then you see the mouth begin to shake. It means that some the words are too heavy. That's why the person does not just go, hey, Roko, Sandeleke, Bahaye, ho ho. No, it's too heavy for the body. Too heavy for the body. Then this brother is standing. Then you hear. It's like Holy Ghost is doing circumcision. Then you hear rah, 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 rah. He can't stand. The words are too big. I pray in tongues. And he says, when we pray in tongues, we speak things. Holy Ghost, our words are full of things. They are full of things. The words don't make sense, but they are full of things. They are full of things. Things of the future. They are full of things. Holy Ghost, our words are full of things. Hallelujah. They are full of things. Then the brother begins to shake as if he is under an electric shock. Then boom. Sometimes they are rolling. What's happening? Words. Holy Ghost words. Seasoned words of the Spirit. My God. And the Bible says they spoke in tongues.
as the Spirit gave them the utterance, the Spirit gave them the words. It was not words that were taught on the board, where a man would say, say ba, you say ba, say ba, say ba, say ya, say ya ra, ba ba ya ra. No, 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 no. These are words by the Holy Ghost. The person is standing there and he begins to feel like something is boiling, something. It's like some words are coming, some words are coming, and then he begins to go. Then there is an opening. The Holy Ghost begins to circumcise your tongues, and you begin to pray in tongues. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Listen. Go to verse 11 and 12. Give me 2 minutes. I'm done. 2 minutes. They are full of things. I speak in tongues. I speak in Holy Ghost words. Come on, I speak in Holy Ghost words. I'm a young man that is full of words of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of words of the Spirit. I come with the word of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. He said, Cretans and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God.
When I speak in tongues, I'm talking about the workings, the wonderful workings of God. So there I am, I'm praying in tongues. It's like I'm overwhelmed by a situation and I begin to go, I am preaching to the thing that this God covered the wonderful works. How he's able to move mountains. Come on here. How he's able to dissolve doubt, including you, this problem. As I speak in tongues, I'm telling you about the wonderful works of God. You are a student. You are a student. And it's like you have this exam you are about to write. My brother, that's the time. Tell that exams ahead of you the wonderful works of God. You know that exams, the wonderful works of God, that works that he works in Daniel. You remember that the Bible says that, and Daniel and the Hebrew boys, they were 10 times better than the Babylonians. Come on here. You begin to tell that exams kapat, the wonderful works of God. I'm not a failure. You tell that exams, you have come to pass. Kabala katosa, entege falabaha, ayada dabasa. The wonderful works, the wonderful works. Ayada sanda bahaya. Let me tell you, I like how King James puts Mark chapter 16. He says, "Go ye into all the world and preach to every creature." Not every human being, every creature. I can talk to my car. I can talk to my car about the wonderful works of God. I can talk to my exam about the wonderful work of God. I can talk to any sickness about the wonderful works of God. And how do I do it? And he says, these signs will follow them that believe. Come on here. Sometimes you are talking restoration. Those things that left your life, those people that left your life, come on here. You don't see them as bad. No, 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 no. But hey, you stand in the place of prayer. And like atakata, rapapa, and tolaba, and palaba, and telebe, ayakataya, and reketaya, and telebe. That same job that you lost. Rekete, 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 ayabarakatakata, sabarakapa, erapa. Here, 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 here. See, we talk to things. God carries Ezekiel in a valley of dry bones. Dry bones, Ezekiel says they were very dry. And God says, speak to the dry bone. Speak to the dry bone. It means that even the dry bone has intelligence to hear the word of God, to hear the words of the Spirit. There is no condition that cannot hear the voice of the Spirit. Come on here. The Bible says, and I will cause breath to enter into them, and they shall live. I don't know what you are facing. I don't know that problem you are thinking about. But hey, the Holy Ghost has given you words. Speak them. The Holy Ghost has given you words.
Shagadabadabahaya. Come on, somebody lift up your voice like you're crazy. Come on, lift up your voice. Matatai and repetaya. The lines are falling into me. Ataba in prison places. I have a goodly heritage. Ayatataya. The Lord maintained my lot. Ayakataya. Repataya. Come on, lift up your voice as we are closing. Come on, lift up your voice. Shabadabahaya. Eyadadabashanamanamahaya. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Kada basate ranamana maha rekata kata rebedebede chandala bahaya rakos katala bahaya rekos katala bahaya monte ketetete rapa 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 sata kabai. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand. Say, I speak things when I speak in tongues. Say, I speak things when I speak in tongues. Say, I don't just speak words. Say, the words of the Spirit are full of things. Let me give you an example. God says, let there be light. And there was light. The raw material God used was word. Let there be a firmament. Let there be an expanse that will separate the waters above the earth from the waters beneath it. And the waters that were on the earth were lifted up and became the firmament. He used words. The words that emanate from God, they are full of things. God who called light out of darkness. So you are seeing the darkness, but in your mouth is the light. When you call the light out of the darkness, the light will come. When I speak things. Your life will not be a mess. Did you hear that? Yeah. Your life will not be a mess. Stop overthinking and keep talking. Stop overthinking. The Bible says, who by reason of thinking has been able to add one cubit of height to his height? None. You don't become taller when you begin to think. Speak. And don't just speak anyhow. Speak in Holy Ghost words. See, maybe you're here, you don't pray in tongues. If you have the release to pray in tongues, you are born again. That spirit is in you. Is in you. We don't call him from a mountain and bring him right here. If you're born again, that spirit is in you.
I have in me the burden.